Next up in our training camp preview of the Miami Dolphins, it's the quarterback position. Of course, you have Ryan Tannehill entering his third season, the man out of Texas A&M looking to take that next step in his career. John, what's the expectation level for number 17?
Greg, I think it's high. I think the expectation for Ryan Tannehill moving into his third year with a new offense is very high. This is a team that needs to be able to get into the playoffs, and number 17 needs to be the guy to get them there. A lot of pressure on his shoulders, learning new terminology, getting it out to his wide receivers, his playmakers. But I think Ryan Tannehill is going to step into that spotlight, and he's going to embrace it. It's looked like it through the offseason. He's throwing the ball very well. He looks comfortable in the new offense. And I think what Bill Lazor is going to do, he's going to work to try to show his strengths and what he can do as a quarterback.
All right, so that begs the question, with Bill Lazor as the new offensive coordinator, does this new offense accentuate Ryan Tannehill's strengths?
I think it really does. You have to be able to move in this offense as a quarterback. And Ryan Tannehill, arguably, is one of the premier quarterbacks in the league on the run throwing the football. He's very accurate. He has high velocity on the football. And I think that's what Bill Lazor is going to ask Ryan Tannehill to do. Get on the edge with the zone read runs. You have an option to give it to your tailback or be able to keep it. That's one thing. But being able to move, being able to throw the quick screens, catch and throw from shotgun, all these things Ryan Tannehill looked like he had a pretty good handle on this offseason. So I'm looking for big things, more targets on the outside, more weapons on the outside. So Ryan Tannehill should thrive in year number 3.
Without a doubt, huge expectations for Ryan Tannehill entering his third year as the number 8 overall pick just a few short years back. Behind him on the depth chart, Matt Moore, a guy who's a very reliable backup who's in his 8th season entering this 2014 campaign. And then, of course, behind him, Pat Devlin, who's holding off or hoping to hold off Brock Jensen, who won 3 national championships at the FCS level at North Dakota State. Up next, the linebacker position. John, we'll preview that when we come back.